the few miles which separate Manchester and Liverpool and the importance of that connection between the great capital of cotton and the great port, the significance of that and perhaps even the uniqueness of that relationship between them can only be understood, I think, in a global perspective. It's because Liverpool itself had long been one of the major slave ports of Europe. It had accumulated fantastic wealth, extraordinarily reliable connections, precisely to Southeast Asia and to the Americas, which were exactly the places that the raw materials for the cotton industry flowed from. And Manchester became the headquarters of the textile trades because it pulled together a vast network originally of handloom weaving and of putting out work, and then accumulated them in the great factories of southern Lancashire. And so what you had was the two hubs of two overlapping, mutually dependent networks pulling towards each other, so that the slightest obstacle in perfect, frictionless exchange between them was catastrophic for their mutual profitability. It was exactly because even a slight increase in the rate in which people and goods and commodities could move between the two cities would generate vast profits, that it was worth investing in the new rail system which made the rocket travel. Well, I sort of deny the premise. I mean, I think lots of similar things did happen elsewhere. What's unique about the Manchester-Liverpool system is that the local economy, apart from the shipping, rail, cotton, steam system, was relatively weak and certainly traditional in the sense that it was dominantly pastoral. What's graphic about southern Lancashire is that you suddenly replace a relatively traditional agricultural system with one of the most advanced industrial systems in the world. We don't see that in London because it's incremental. Exactly the same industrial processes were happening, linking together the East India and West India docks down the Thames with the vast and rapid industrialization of the eastern and southeastern suburbs of London. But it's less dramatic because London for centuries had been this vast, smoke-dominated city. What's dramatic about the Liverpool-Manchester system, the shock cities of the Industrial Revolution, is that they're kind of summoned into existence overnight as an industrial system. And that was what everyone who saw this happening was amazed by, that you could get an entire quantum leap from a prior mode of production to the new industrial one.